you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Ah, you betcha, I always find my feet down on Main Street. 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight in the studio from Gem Source Fine Jewelry. Michelle Dixon, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to see a smiling face this early in the morning. I love it.
I try.
So you're the owner of Gem Source Fine Jewelry. How long have you guys been in business?
20 years this December.
That's awesome. Tell us what it is you do.
I do custom design fine jewelry. Mm-hmm. I do have ready-to-wear pieces, full service repair, appraisal. I really enjoy repurposing heirloom jewelry.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some stuff of my mom's in a jewelry box, and I would like to repurpose it. I'm going to have to come see you. Jewelry trends change all the time. We were talking off the air. I was admiring her watch that Michelle's wearing. Yes. I think watches are going to make a comeback. And I'm not talking about the watches that tell you how much you walk. Just a regular watch as a piece of jewelry.
Right, right. I think smartwatches, I mean, they have their place.
Oh, and, they're great, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the watches to me, I mean, they are a fashion statement as well.
I think
so. They're a piece of jewelry. I enjoy looking down and looking at my watch and telling time. I hate to have to resort to my phone because I never know where it is.
Well, yeah, and then you're looking at your phone. And I have a daughter that's going to be taking some tests, and then she'll be a registered and certified respiratory therapist. And I thought a watch would be a nice graduation gift. She's not listening right now, so I can talk about that. So, what is the hottest thing in jewelry right now that you're seeing?
Well, you know, it changes all the time, just like fashion, just like clothing.
It does,
trends.
Does it? And it changes with the different seasons, too, right?
It certainly does.
Okay.
You see a lot of turquoise in the summer and coral and, you know, a lot of pearl, like organic stuff. And
okay.
then you see, you know, more darker gemstones maybe in the winter and the jewel tones and stuff like that. But it does. It changes from season to season and year to year and decade to decade. You know, a lot of things come back around.
The 80s though.
Michelle,
were you probably one of those girls in high school that just knew how to accessorize, weren't you? I bet you did. You knew what jewelry to wear with what outfit, and I have friends like that. They always pick the right thing to wear with an outfit.
Yeah, I mean, I do enjoy keeping in fashion. I think the biggest thing is just know what looks good on your body and in your particular style. I try not to overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, for being in the jewelry business, I try not to, like, you know, I don't wear one on every finger. And
well, you can over accessorize, especially in the 80s. I mean, my mom would have these really thick gold necklaces, you know.
Oh, and the great big earrings.
Yeah.
And the 80s definitely did not produce good fashion, in my opinion. But
I love it. I'm looking at some of the photos that you have of the different things that you can do. Somebody comes into the store, they come into Gem Source Fine Jewelers and say they have, like, I have an old mother's ring of my mom's. What would you be able to do with something like that? I guess depending what I would want, right?
Well, it would depend on what you want and what the condition is of the stones.
Okay.
You know, what shape they are.
Are mother's rings a thing still?
I love family rings and mother's rings.
Okay.
I tend to have a little different approach as far as what I like them to look at.
Okay.
You know, I do like them to be a piece of jewelry that reflects people's style. Just because it's a mother's ring or a family ring doesn't mean it has to be a lineup of gemstones, you know.
You can make something different and unique.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
As long as the stones represent what you want,
it
doesn't
want.
Matter, you know, how you fashion it, as long as you love it.
Do people still wear their birthstones?
Absolutely.
They do.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have three for the month of June.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not everybody likes their birthstone, but.
Well, that's true. So that is still a thing as well.
It is, but you can wear whatever you want.
Okay.
I mean,
even if I had an old birthstone ring from when I was a teenager, you could repurpose that depending on how good the stone is itself.
Absolutely. As
okay.
long as it's not, you know, super damaged to where you can't reset it or you're going to risk it by taking out of its existing setting and putting it in something else. I don't like to compromise pieces, unless you're absolutely not going to wear it anyway. And then
you
could take a chance. But, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I bet it is. I bet it is to get a piece of jewelry and then create something out of it.
And I love the stories behind the pieces.
That's just it. Every piece has a story, doesn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, people bring things in from a great-grandmother or an aunt or, you know, some person they hardly knew in their past.
Sure.
But, you know, it may or may not have had significance. But it's just unique to hear what those pieces meant to the person that originally had them and then what they meant to the person that, you know, mm-hmm. got them handed to them down the line. So I love that part. I'm a people person.
I could tell.
To me, that's the fun part. And then just recreating that to make it fresh for the next person.
Yeah, you got a book in you. You could do a coffee table book with photos of what you've created and then the story behind it. I'm looking at all the amazing photos on the Facebook page, Gem Source Fine Jewelry. Follow them on Facebook. Is white gold still the thing?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And traditional gold as well?
It is.
Is that coming?
Yellow gold made a huge comeback in the last few years.
Okay.
A lot of bridal pieces, younger, newly engaged couples are going back into yellow gold. So it's kind of interesting to see because even if you do a non-traditional stone for your engagement ring, not everybody wants a diamond. Some people, right. you know, choose other stones, and mm-hmm. there's so many stones that look great in yellow gold.
Okay.
And a few in rose gold as well. But, it's definitely coming back around, which is nice to see the variety.
I believe it. And what about silver?
Silver's always
I thought
in
so.
Just
yeah, it
because
is, isn't it?
It's
just because it is.
Just because it's easy and it's a lower price point and, you know, you have so many options with silver just because it is very affordable, especially with gold being so high these days.
I think I could bring some of my mom's stuff. We could maybe even make an ankle bracelet out of something.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm loving this. what do you love the most about your job, Michelle?
Oh, just making people happy and making it comfortable for them, taking that pressure off of them not knowing what to do,
mm-hmm.
you know.
With a piece of jewelry.
With a piece of jewelry or coming in for the first time when a couple wants to get engaged, or I tell you what, the element of surprise is definitely back in engagement, is certainly with my customers.
Oh, good.
You
okay.
know, mainly because of Pinterest and Etsy and things like uh-huh. that, you know, she's got a wall of all these pinned items
uh-huh.
of styles that she likes. So he can go on there and look.
There you go.
I can look at it and I can say, oh, there's 20 rings there. Well, I can kind of figure out what her style is.
Mm-hmm.
And it really kind of helps these young gentlemen, you know, or women who
right.
are, you know, buying a ring for their significant other, be able to bring back that element of surprise with something that they love. And the moment they open that box, that's the best.
Oh, I love that. How exciting is it? Yeah, you know.
I hold my breath every time.
Well, and you're a part of that.
Yeah.
And then they get engaged, they get married, then maybe they have kids, and then somewhere down the line they come mm-hmm. back and visit you.
They come back for the wedding bands, they come back for the anniversary bands.
Anniversary bands are
push
a big
presents.
Push presents. I never got a push. Yeah. Push presents are a big thing, too.
They are a big thing.
Wow.
And they should be.
Well, that's a fact. Gem Source Fine Jewelry. Do you have a favorite gem? Do you have a favorite stone that you like?
I love diamond.
You do? Okay. You're a girl's best friend, Michelle.
I know. I you know, nothing does what a diamond does. There's so many things I like about it. And, you know, in your training and education and that about diamonds and gemstones, they're just awesome.
Yeah.
I do like Alexandrite, which is, you were saying, is
that's my birthstone.
Your birthstone.
Yeah, one of my birthstones for June. Yeah.
Both my kids' birthstones as well.
Okay. I do like that, too. Yeah. I like that one, too.
One of the most expensive gemstones.
Really?
Yes.
I'm learning a lot. Who knew?
Well, it's considered a phenomenal gem because it changes color with incandescent to ultraviolet light.
There you go.
So.
Wow.
And it's rare.
Isn't that interesting? What do you love about Grand Haven Main Street and the Downtown Development Authority? How has that helped your business?
I love the camaraderie of the business owners and just the relationship that I've made. I was in Spring Lake for 16 years, and so I moved to Downtown Main Street 4 years ago. And I loved it in Spring Lake as well.
Sure, but, sure.
You know, I love that there are so many women business owners downtown.
I have learned so much. And you guys could rule the whole town.
I know.
You do rule
the town. Well, we would love to if we don't already. But yeah, and everybody's just so friendly and just wants to work for the common good of all of us.
I love that.
You know, and the community. I mean, so many people downtown want to give back in so many different ways.
That's a
fact.
You know,
just so many generous people that aren't just here to, you know, make a quick buck. You know,
right.
they're you know, and I think that shows with the longevity of a great deal of businesses downtown.
I would agree. And everybody, you know, everyone gets involved. Like Bones About Town, will you have like a skeleton outside the?
I did last year. Sure if I'm going to this year. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So
that'll be a fun festival.
Yeah, I was talking with Kathy about it from That Hat yesterday.
Okay.
So I have to figure out if I'm going to do it again this year or not.
Right.
But I think it is great. It brought so many people down
and
the voting, and it was just so fun.
Sure.
I just don't have a creative, but I have a very, very small window. So it's like, I don't really have a big display like they do on the main, you know, 'cause I'm in the Harborfront Mall.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I don't have as big a window front, you know?
Right.
So,
well, I have to come visit you. What are your hours?
I'm usually there from 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday.
Oh, okay.
Evenings, weekends, I do suggest appointments just because I like to have that one-on-one time with people, but yeah.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, you want, you know, you want to get to I think that your jewelry it reflects who you are.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you think? It does.
I like to think so, me and my customer.
Yeah.
You know, you really want something that represents the person that you're working with.
Yeah.
And their style, their personality, and their memories, and you know, their emotions go into it. So I enjoy it.
That's awesome. It's so nice to finally meet you.
Nice
I was
to
looking
meet you
forward
too. Thank
to,
you for having me.
Forward to having you on and learning a little bit more about gems and the Gem Source fine jewelry. I'll post this interview on our podcast page, and yeah, and then you can do whatever you want with it, and people can take a listen to it. But I really appreciate you being here. I know it's early in the morning, so it's not early for me, but it is for most people. So are you looking forward to Labor Day? You're just going to kick back and do a whole lot of nothing?
I am going to go across the state and visit my family and do some boating and some fishing this weekend. So my family's from the Lake Huron side of the state.
Well, okay,
so
okay.
I'm going to take a little road trip. Me and the dog. My husband's going to see his
there you go.
Father. So I'm going to go see my parents and leaving the house home to the kids. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to find when I come home.
It's so nice to meet you. Michelle
nice to meet
Dixon,
you too.
Gem Source Fine Jewelry. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go down. Everything